The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Abhihu Tamir, CEO of Kanabu Group, that's KNB ticker, and Deepak Anand, CEO of Materia. Guys, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, and good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, listen, we've got you both on because it's very relevant to both of you, of course. You've just announced Materia has received commercial production license for the Malta facility, so we'll get into that and we'll ask a few more questions on the detail of that and what it means, the significance. But before we do, as always, Abhihu, for people maybe not familiar with Kanabu because you haven't been listed that long, just give us a summary as to what Kanabu is all about, please, if you could.
Kanabu started as a research and development company focusing and bringing new medical delivery methods for the industry. One of the biggest problems we see in holding back the whole medical cannabis industry is just that, there's no real medical products out there that are good and that patients are happy to use. And this is Kanabu. The flagship product is a medical device vaporizer that's combining really the benefits of inhalation with the benefits of having a medical device, pharmaceutical grade product.
In the last year,
we moved into commercialization, and with the merger that is coming with Materia, Kanabu will become a pan-European company. And probably the biggest public cannabis company in Europe.
Wow, extra stuff. Yeah, you're moving at a pace, definitely. So let me just ask you about that. You said the flagship is medicinal cannabis and your vape product there. And are you also focused on the CBD market as well, THC-free?
Correct. We're using our technology, both in creating unique formulations and the device, for the wellness sector. So many people would like to enjoy cannabis without the psychoactive effect on it. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're bringing into the market, really to be approachable for everyone, have safe access to cannabis. This is a key.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this bit of news here, important bit of news that Materia has received commercial production license for the Malta facility for the production of cannabis for medicinal and research purposes. Explain, if you could, I don't know if you go to Anand or yourself there, but why is this license important for you?
I think this license is massive for an enlarged group. And Deepak will talk in a minute about what it means. But for us as a group, to be able to generate production, new products and sales around Europe and the whole world, by the way, because this is the highest quality possible. So whatever you're producing in Malta, in Materia's facility, you will be able to sell across the world. And that means generating significant revenues in the upcoming year.
I see. So some people are saying, okay, it's Malta, in license, but it's not. Is it? So, I mean, this means this is why it's important to you. Is it, I mean, you can now produce this and sell this around Europe or around the world?
So that's correct, Justin and Deepak. I think before we jump into sort of the importance of the license, I wanted to actually talk about the importance of Malta and why that might be important, and then I'll certainly answer your question subsequent from there. So the first thing that I think listeners should be aware of is, before even why Malta, what the regulatory barriers are to be able to get medical cannabis into Europe. And so, because it's vastly different, Justin, from North America and how things work in North America. So just because you have a license to produce or cultivate cannabis doesn't mean that you can sell into the European markets. And that's where something called GMP comes in. GMP stands for Good Manufacturing Practices. And there's, not many people might be aware, but there's only a handful of companies on a global basis that actually have this Good Manufacturing Practices certification. It's called EU GMP. That's what you need to be able to sell any pharmaceutical product into a pharmacy across Europe. That's sort of the regulatory arbitrage. Now, Malta is one of only two jurisdictions solutions on a sort of global basis that allows for non-GMP product to be brought into the country and then sort of converted to EU GMP product as long as a specific set of processes have been followed. GMP, you know, the importance of GMP and sort of why it's important to pharmacies is that, you know, it requires standard consistency from batch to batch. And as you can appreciate, on a plant, that's incredibly challenging to do. And so, you know, we're very proud to have not only set up in Malta 18 months ago, but also now have one of these coveted EU GMP certificates in a jurisdiction that allows us to be able to bring in non-GMP products. So, you know, that's sort of the first set. The second set, to directly answer your question, is, you know, this facility and the capacity of our license allows us to be able to have a throughput of about 6,000 kilos, representing, you know, potential sale value of up to about, you know, 36 million euros, which is quite significant.
Mm. Yeah. And can you explain sort of what's next now? You've got the license and obviously you can start importing product and material and processing it. So where are you? How long does that take? And the ramp up, for example, how long will that take?
So we're doing it now, and that's the beauty of this license, Justin, is now we have everything that we need to be able to bring in and sell commercial product. And so effectively, we are currently importing product. In fact, we have close to about 33 kilos of cannabis in our facility in Malta as we speak today. By the time this podcast is out and viewers will be listening, we'll be having more product on the way. So this sort of takes out all the stops. There's nothing further that we need. We are now able to import and export medical cannabis in both into Malta as well as export it, as Avi was mentioning, into countries around the world, the largest of which, of course, from a European perspective, is Germany.
Yeah. Explain the market size. How big is it? You know, what's the demand? How much do you hope to? I mean, you say that facility alone will do 6,000 kilograms, that you said up to 36 million euros, which is a huge chunk of change, of course. But how much will you be able to do of that, and how long will it take you, and how big is it? Big demand there?
Quite significant. So, I mean, just to give viewers, our listeners a bit of a background on that, you know, Germany imported about 3,500 kilograms of medical cannabis in Q4 of 2020. Mm-hmm. It was sort of the largest amount of any quarter to date. And that brought sort of the yearly total for 2020 to about 9,250 kilos, which is quite significant. Germany is the largest market in Europe. In fact, it's larger than the sum of every other market in Germany. So you've got Italy that's online, you've got France that's just recently come online, and you've got a few other markets in Europe like the UK itself that have come online and are going to grow in a meaningful way. But Germany by far remains to be the largest sort of market within Europe. We're very well positioned and very well geared to be able to service that market. The other side of this coin, of course, for listeners that might not be aware, Materia has already been selling medical cannabis in Germany for the last year and a half. By virtue of that, we have tremendous insights into sort of where the market is and, you know, who the players are, and most importantly, what patients want. As of you mentioned, the importance of good medicinal products or medical products is critical in that market, and that's something that Materia is very well positioned to be able to cater towards.
Yeah. So I assume your initial focus is on Germany. Like you say, it's the biggest market by far in Europe. And then, a basic question from me, but in what form does it take, the medicinal cannabis? Is it oils, or how does it work?
So close to 80% of the market, Justin, in Germany at the moment is all flower-driven, and this is dried flower products. Okay. We saw this in the evolution. I mean, I've had sort of the privilege or the benefit, shall you say, of being involved in the North American cannabis industry for a very, very long time. And where we saw the market and where we're seeing the market in Europe today is exactly where North America was. So dried flower remains to be a big sort of focus and an area of focus, not only in terms of current market size, but also market growth. And that's where the market currently is within Europe. And so our facility in Malta is very well catered towards that specific product segment, which is dried flower. Of course, tinctures and oils, are coming into the market. We are starting to see extracts start to pick up, but the lion's share of the market today in Germany is dried flower. And if, you know, on a future podcast, of course, we'll get into sort of why that is and what's about to change and crystal balling maybe a little bit. But that's a bit of a lay of the land, if you will.
Yeah. And what is, you know, competition like out there? I mean, like you said, the 6,000 kilograms at 36 million euro. What's that? 6,000, euros per kilo. Is it? I mean, and does that fluctuate? And is there a lot of competition out there?
So, as I was saying, Justin, you know, there's very few EU GMP certified producers, on a pan-European basis. There's, probably you can count the number of EU GMP producers on a global basis almost on two hands. There's some competition. There's certainly players from the North American space, particularly the Canadian space where I come from, that have, by virtue of being in the market, started to sell. But there hasn't really been a very specific specialized focus within Europe itself. And as I was alluding to a bit earlier with respect to GMP, there's very limited players that can actually service the market by virtue of the regulatory structure, which was that EU GMP license that I was talking about. And then further, expanding on that is, the European market requires a very different focus. It's a very pharmaceutical-oriented market. I think one of the downsides of legalization in North America is I think we do a very good job terming, cannabis as medicine, but then we do a really poor job regulating it as such. And so, you can't get medical cannabis, for example, in a pharmacy, whether it be Canada or the U.S., despite legalization both in Canada on a federal basis and U.S. on a state-by-state basis. So, that's one of the largest differences between Europe and North America. And where I'm going with this is, to answer your question more directly with respect to kilos and revenue itself, is that, almost two-thirds of prescriptions in Germany are actually reimbursed to patients by various government authorities. And so, that's a significant kind of growth driver, if you will, in the market.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, Abihu, over to you. I mean, looking down the line there, I mean, what's your vision here in the next, say, what are you hoping to achieve in the next, say, 12 months or further down the line? What's the plan?
So it's really becoming a dominant player in the European market. Mm-hmm. Right now, Canabo is positioned as being the first company to IPO on the London Stock Exchange. Mm-hmm. To really become a major player, you can compare it to what happened with the first Canadian companies. And today you have more than a handful of unicorns in the cannabis industry, $1 billion or more valuation. And this is really where we are today in this timeline. Investors that will look back in a few years ago will see this as a pivotal point where you saw these new companies, young companies, growing to these massive valuations. And we don't need to guess, because we saw this happening just on the other side of the pond, both in the U.S. And in Canada. And all this change and growth will happen not only because of the work we're doing, but because of the change in regulation that is coming. You see a massive change across Europe. We see changes that are happening just last several weeks with Switzerland and Italy starting to sell cannabis as a consumer product. You can just buy if you're an adult. We see new medical programs coming in France and many other countries, like Deepak mentioned before. So the change is here. The market is growing in a pace that no market grew in the last, I think, 10 years. Someone mentioned that the pace of the cannabis market is growing similar to what we saw with smartphones, almost 29% year by year. So that's the industry you can really compare the green revolution of cannabis.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, guys, well, I mean, you will know on the front page of Vox Markets there's a list of 10 companies that are most followed? And you have appeared on there quite a few times, actually. But to get on that list or to get higher up that list, if you could give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Kanibu to their watch list, please.
So first of all, more news will come, so you don't want to miss that. It's always good to be on top of the news and getting it as soon as possible. I think that I did it, and it's great to see how comfortable it is to get from, you know, Vox this updates. Like, it's literally getting a text message, so that's very, very comfortable. And in general, finding new companies to follow and educate yourself, it's a positive thing.
Excellent stuff. It's good to chat to you guys, and hopefully, like you say, lots of news to come. So hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.